I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'll take you for a ride on the devil's ship. I'll take you for a ride where you sink or swim. Now come with me and let this story begin.
The Pat House Podcast. Welcome. Welcome, everybody. Big news week this week, which is why we're going to start doing solo episodes where me and Poseidon could just yell about what's happening in the world.
Yeah.
You like that idea, Poseidon?
I love that idea.
We're just going to get out of the way because I'm tired of your nonsense. We're going to get this out of the way because I don't want to talk about it later. The aliens, the black shadow monsters in Miami. So I heard... people were talking about black shadow monsters that were found in a mall in Miami. And they were saying that they were aliens and like 600 cops showed up. There were no aliens, Poseidon. And I'm looking at the video right now of the black shadow monsters. This is probably the most racist CB. They're calling it black shadow. It's just a bunch of black kids fighting each other. This is an insane headline.
I'm going to put it up.
I guess put it up so people could see it. Yeah.
Tonight, they're facing several charges for this attack and for the panic caused at Bayside Marketplace last night. Police say more than 50 juveniles damaged stores.
So who came up with the black aliens thing and then this is... Unless, Poseidon, what you're telling me is... You could stop now. We got it, Poseidon. Okay. Unless you're telling me that this is a fake video that they're using to disguise the aliens or whatever the hell. Because all the other videos previous to this was those aerial shots. There was no like... And even now, there's no mall videos inside. Aren't they full of cameras?
Yeah, that's what I find weird. They're saying, some people reported 7-foot-tall black figures.
But it could just be these kids.
It could just be a really tall black dude.
Yeah, so if it turns out that these are tourists that had never seen black people before, it would be the greatest news story of all time.
Or what if it was like, I don't know, because you know Asians are really short.
I don't know, but the thing is, I saw the aerial shots, even for 10 or 20 kids, that's a lot of cops, bro. There was helicopters. There was like, did you see the rows of police lights?
Yeah, there was like 70 cop cars.
I don't know what's happening. I still don't think it's aliens. Though, wouldn't the military be there if it was aliens?
No, if this was some real interdimensional shit, like the military would have gotten involved.
Yeah, it wouldn't be.
They would have closed off the whole area. They would have evacuated. It would have been a complete...
So I just wanted to bring this up first so we can get it out of the way, Poseidon, because I do not think aliens were there. I think someone made one racist joke. The internet thought it was real, and we ran with it. That's what I think happened. I may be proven wrong, and aliens may be in Miami. Who the fuck knows? Next thing that happened this week, Poseidon.
Yes.
And we're going to get to the big stuff. But first, I want to talk about Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, God.
Jimmy Kimmel. Did you see what happened with him and Aaron Rodgers?
No, I didn't, actually. I heard about it, but I didn't see it.
You could bring it up, and you could see it. Everybody could see it here. So Aaron Rodgers was on Pat McAfee's show, and he brought up the fact that this week we're supposed to start getting some announcements on the Epstein list, which is going to be the next subject.
Huh? Bring it up. Bring it up, Foxy, or somebody back
there. Seats on it.
We have Super Bowl 58.
You'll see it.
The emblem. Put it on the screen.
So he's talking about emblems.
57 and 56.
This has something to do with the Epstein list that came out?
Feels like
that's supposed to be coming out soon. That's supposed to be coming out soon.
Look, this guy's been waiting in his wine cellar. Yeah. I've been waiting in my wine cellar for this thing.
A lot of people, including Jimmy Kimmel, are really hoping that doesn't
happen.
Okay, so look at what Jimmy Kimmel, go back out, and look at what Jimmy Kimmel tweeted after that, which is, I find, very funny.
Dear asshole. For the record, I've not met, flown with, visited, or had any contact whatsoever with Epstein. Nor will you find my name on any quote-unquote list other than the clearly phony nonsense that soft-brained wackos like yourself can't seem to distinguish from reality. Your reckless words put my family in danger.
Okay.
Keep it up, and we will debate the facts further in court.
Okay, so I have something interesting, Poseidon, okay, that people are not bringing up in the tweets. He never said he's on the list. He said, he said people like Jimmy Kimmel will be upset when this comes out. And then Jimmy Kimmel could have responded directly, being like, no, I won't be upset. My friends aren't on it. And so he's like, I'm not on it.
Nah.
Stop saying I'm on it, but he never said that you're on it. He said you're going to be upset when it comes out.
Yeah, yeah, he banged little kids.
Yeah. Like, for example, if you say, if I haven't seen the score of the game tonight, and you're like, yeah, you're not going to be happy with that score, right, when it comes out, when you see it. Because the team lost. I didn't play. I'm not going to be like, what are you talking about? I didn't score a goal on myself. Like, that's, what are you jumping to conclusions for, bro? Why are you projecting?
Yeah.
So this I saw that and I'm like, Jesus Christ, you know what? Sue him so we could see this unfold in court. It'll be fucking hilarious.
Oh, dude. Yeah, it's true. He didn't say that.
No, he said people like Jimmy Kimmel aren't going to be happy when it comes out.
Yeah.
And people like Jimmy Kimmel are not happy because former President Clinton is mentioned repeatedly.
Dude, Oprah was on it. The Rock was on it.
Okay. No, not yet. The list that came out yesterday? No. Yeah. There's no Oprah or The Rock.
No?
No. Not that I saw.
But there was because I remember seeing a list like a while back.
But I told you, dude, that's unofficial internet shit. Like, don't believe that. We're not factually. We're so this is what we know factually. Factually, what we know is that Trump was exonerated, basically. But the media is trying to. The media says Clinton and Trump are in the documents. Okay. That's what they say, right? The headlines. But then when you look in it, the headlines are that Trump and Clinton are mentioned in it, but they're not mentioned in the same way. Yeah. Trump is mentioned because they asked a question to one of the witnesses, has Trump ever been there? And they said no. That's why Trump's name is mentioned. Clinton's is mentioned because they asked, do you know Clinton? Have you seen Clinton there? What do you know about Clinton? And Clinton's name is mentioned because the witness says, Epstein told me that Clinton likes his girls really young. And Clinton flew there on the flight logs more than 20 times. And the news keeps saying, yeah, but it doesn't mean anything. It's not, it doesn't, him flying there 20 times and hanging out with a sexual trafficker, spy, double, triple agent, whatever he is.
He was just taking a vacation.
But that's the thing. They go, it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't, that's not incriminating. That doesn't mean anything. That doesn't mean anything. Dude, people get stopped and frisked because they look suspicious or you know how you're in Montreal. Oh, you have a known associate. You hang out with someone who does crimes. This guy flew more than 20 times. And the stupid excuse that the media is using that, what's his name? Bernie Sanders had used. That, we take the private plane because we don't have enough money to fly or whatever. It's complete nonsense. Man. That's insane.
Hold on. That was his excuse?
That was his excuse, yeah.
No way.
Yeah, private planes and all that, they're expensive. So fly commercial if you can't afford it, but also you could afford first class. if you're a politician, or like, stop with this nonsense. These are crazy excuses, and people just swallow them up. The news is like, nothing incriminating about Bill Clinton. There's nothing incriminating about Bill Clinton going there over 20 times. There's nothing incriminating about when the witness is saying that it was known that he likes him young. There's nothing incriminating about Juanita Broderick and all these women coming out saying that he sexually assaulted them. There's nothing, yes, there's plenty incriminating in all that. That's crazy.
God damn, dude.
Yeah. So at least Trump didn't do the rapes. That's one thing.
Yeah. You can hate on a man all you want, but...
Stephen Hawking.
Oh, dude.
I made this joke 4 fucking years ago, and people used to get mad on stage. They said, you're making fun of a handicap. And my joke was a joke at the time, but it came to fruition. So I had a joke on stage. Because Stephen Hawking, there was a documentary, I hope you can still find it on Netflix. I think it was about black holes.
Oh, I remember this. I remember this joke.
So the joke I said on stage was because the people describing him, the other nerds, these are nerds on an island, okay? So they're nerds on an island, do a get-together so they could study black holes. Wink, wink.
Hey.
They go, wait till Stephen gets here. This is Stephen Hawking, okay? A vegetable on a wheelchair. He's a party animal. This guy's the life of the party. This guy knows how to party. So I made jokes on stage about him either faking it, like it's not real. Like, how the fuck is this guy? How is he the life of the party if he's a vegetable?
Yeah.
Apparently, he was. All the jokes that I was saying about him being sexual and shit, turns out, this guy liked to watch. This guy liked to do some fucky shit. So when they were describing him as the life of the party, they meant a different kind of party, Poseidon.
Yeah, the kiddie parties.
No, I don't know about kids. Because again, they didn't say.
Yeah, you're right. It was the midgets.
No, the midgets, that's just an internet meme. That's not real. That was a meme. That was a joke. That's a meme. Because that's what I'm telling you. It's very, you can't just believe everything. I'm only talking about the stuff that was, that's actually in the documents, the stuff that's actually released.
So him observing midgets.
Solving equations. Solving. That's just a joke. That's just an internet.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Dude, it's so confusing sometimes.
And the guy who made the meme, even on Twitter, he's like, fuck, man, my account says memes. It was clearly a meme. He goes, what's wrong with you idiots?
Okay, fuck, people take it and run with it, man.
There you go, like you.
Yeah. Well, because they took it and ran with it, so I thought it's real.
No, but it's so stupid.
But, I mean, it's, bro, weirder things have happened.
Okay, it's completely insane. So he wasn't, he's dead now, but he wasn't watching. Do you want to do spots? Maybe. Now I got distracted because of people offering me spots. This is very important for people to understand. This Epstein client list, another fucked up thing is that it's going slow, Poseidon.
Mm.
So the judge said, we're going to release everything at once. Then no, we're going to, it's like they're giving time to people to get their story straight or to get the fuck out of the country.
Yeah.
Like when it dropped, Bill Clinton was in Mexico.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't like that they're doing this. If you're really going to go after these guys, go all at once. And is anything going to come of this? Because people are so dumb. Instead of going by their own logic, you know, believe all women, all these women that came out, they were sex trafficked. They're not doing any of this.
Yeah.
They're just like, they're probably lying if they're talking about Clinton. So you're telling me everyone for the last 30 years that has claimed that Clinton has been sexually inappropriate. Clinton lied. Clinton lied to the entire nation. Remember when he was asked point blank when he was president?
Yeah.
If he banged Monica Lewinsky? And he looked directly at the camera. I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Didn't he swear an oath, though?
Yeah, of course. That's what I'm saying. He lied to everyone. And then a week later, he's like, look, I may have shoved some cigars in her vagina. Is that sex? she was giving me some pipe skis under the desk. Is that sex? Like that? These people are full of shit.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. And yes, I believe banging... one of your, what was she? She was a staffer, I guess.
Secretary.
Was it his official secretary? That's even crazier.
Hold on. Let's.
That's sex, though. You getting pipe skis? That's part of sex, right?
Now they're putting her down as an American activist and writer. Yo, she kind of.
She is an activist. Yeah, she was cute.
God, no,
she's even cuter
is.
Now,
bro. She's even cuter now, bro. Yeah. Damn, she aged gracefully.
Yeah.
Wow. Hold on. Let me put this up for the peeps, bro.
Yeah, that's why Hillary hates her.
Ah, jealous. And it wasn't kids, that's why.
It was, that doesn't make any sense.
Because he was banging kids on the... On
we
the
don't island. Know if he was banging kids. He liked them young. I'm thinking teens.
I see.
I'm thinking 16, 17. Because all the photos I see
still
are
wrong.
That's what I'm thinking, but I can't prove it until it fully comes out in court.
Yeah, she's even cuter now, bro. This is her back then.
Yeah.
Job at White House.
But this is why he stopped banging chicks with jobs. They talk too much.
Oh, she was an intern and then
she was
employee.
An intern. That's what it was. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
We had an intern here. Nobody banged her. Wait, hold on. Besides, hold on. Did you bang the intern?
We did have an intern? Oh, yeah, we did. No, I didn't bang the intern.
Okay, good. So nobody banged the intern.
No, I'm not president of the company, so I don't
know. That's my job. I was like, if you want to get ahead in this industry. She's like, how am I going to get ahead in the podcast? What are you talking about?
That's funny.
That would be a good line.
Yeah.
If you want to get ahead of Pantel's comedy, but you're Pantel's, how can I get? Doesn't make any sense.
That's something that's in like a comedy show or like a sketch.
Like a sketch.
Yeah.
It's almost like sketch.
Almost like sketch.
It's almost like sketch. So Stephen Hawking, for all the people that were upset about me making jokes about him a couple of years ago, go fuck yourselves. Go fuck yourselves. Stephen Hawking. Oh, yeah. Go back to Vivek. Did you just close Vivek? No.
No. Don't worry. I was just closing the
so
other ones.
So we have to talk about Vivek Ramaswamy.
Dude, I gotta say, I like this guy.
I like this guy a lot. And the reasons I like him, no, it's not because he's Indian. That's one of the reasons.
I'm a fan of that.
I'm a fan of the Indians, obviously. But it's not because of that. It's because he calls him as he sees him. And what I like about him is he's not scared of the media. So I've noticed the other candidates, both the Democrats and the Republicans, if they're not getting softball questions, the second they get an odd question, it's like a setup, they panic and they go, I'm sorry, it's not what I meant. He doesn't play their game. He's the second they ask something that is clearly a trap, he calls them out. He's like, shut, I'm not playing this fucking game with you.
Yeah.
And that's what you need.
Yeah.
That's what you need. So listen to this. He just destroyed a journalist. We need this.
Just give me a second, okay?
What's the matter? Just press play, bro. It's more about hearing it than seeing it. I don't know why you panic every time. Just click play.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I'm sorry. I just want everything to be perfect.
I'm not going to recite some catechism for you. I'm against vicious race.
So she said, you didn't say that you're against white supremacy. Now, before we continue, they use this tactic on Trump, and there's a whole compilation that came out of Trump literally saying, yeah, of course, I denounce white supremacy. Can you stop asking me this every fucking time? And he did it. He denounced like multiple times, and every time he would do it, 1 hour later, they would be like, Trump still refuses to denounce white supremacy. So it's just nonsense. So he refused to play the game. So he goes, why would I answer that question? I'm against all forms of fucking racism, including that. Like, what are you people doing? So listen to this.
Racial discrimination in this country. So I'm not pledging allegiance to your new religion of modern wokeism, which absolutely fits the test. I'm not going to bend the knee to your religion. I'm sorry. I'm not asking you to bend the knee to mine, and I'm not going to bend the knee to yours. But do I condemn vicious racial discrimination? Yes, I do. Am I going to play your silly game of gotcha? No, I'm not. And frankly, this is why people have lost trust. And I know you're going to go print the headline tomorrow. I already know this. We already know how your game works. Vivek Ramaswamy refuses to condemn white supremacy because you asked a stupid question. The reality is, I condemn vicious racial discrimination in this country, but the kind of vicious and systematic racial discrimination we see today is discrimination on the basis of race in a very different direction. You want to know what the best way is to end discrimination on the basis of race? Stop discriminating on the basis of race. Do that, and we're going to move this country forward.
Yeah,
I don't care whether you're black or white or brown or anything in between. That's how we're going to unite this country.
I agree with everything you're
saying. You people have been responsible for dividing this country to a breaking point, creating a projection of national division. I meet people from the south side of Chicago to meetings like this one of every shade of melanin, multiple from man to woman, doesn't make a difference, who are hungry for reviving unity in this country. And you, with your catechism that you try to get to politicians to whatever fake headline you're going to print on the basis of this conversation tomorrow, that's what's dividing this country to a breaking point.
You could pause him?
Shame on you.
So he... what do you think?
I think, because I saw this and I really enjoyed this video.
There's another interview where this chick keeps cutting him off, okay? Yeah. But he said in that interview something that I've been fucking trying to articulate, but I think he articulated it properly, about how, because she keeps going, are you saying there's no such thing as racism? Are you saying this? And then he goes, what are you talking about? He goes, first of all, let's address, no one's saying that there's no such thing as racism. He goes, what do I find weird, he goes, is that people, the civil rights movement is... crazily important, okay?
Yeah.
People were telling you for years, we're talking about the government, that black people, that, you know, there was racism, there was problems. You weren't talking about it at all. Now that we had made it to the point where it was as equal as it's ever been before. We were getting close to, there was a black president, you know what I mean? Now you decide to start talking about systemic race. Like, the second we're trying to get over it, like, it's not a thing, we shouldn't mention race, we're all the same.
Yeah.
Now you guys decide to start dividing everything and everyone's your enemy and this, that. You don't find that fucking suspicious. And he's so right about that. Yeah. Like, as soon as it was getting good, everyone's like, oh, well, you got to deal with it. Now there's a black president, there's women doing, like, that's the reality. They start bringing people backwards. They go, no, we can't be equal yet. Fuck these people. Fuck that. Racism. And he has a good point. Why would you bring it up? Why are you trying to divide the country now when we were starting to get unified?
Yeah, when it's on its way out. Why are you shining a light on?
Because it's never going to be completely out. There's always going to be people who don't, like, someone's going to be born somewhere that they never met a Greek person.
Of course.
And they're going to hear shit about Greeks and they'll be like, fuck these people. It's going to happen.
That's the world. You can't, it's like evil. You can't eradicate evil.
No, bro. I'm unkillable.
But I was going to say also, in this interview, see how much smarter he is than her.
Yeah, because he doesn't freak out. He just articulates the point, and he calls her out on her bullshit before she continues to... But it's also, he's lucky, he's been watching it for a couple of years, and they've been using the same game plan. So it's like any sport. If you know what the opponent is going to do, and you're ready for it, you destroy them. And that's what he did. He's like, look, I know where you're going with this. And the good thing about him, though, is that he's Indian.
Yeah, I was thinking the same.
Because every time they call him a white supremacist, just his face...
Yeah.
He's looking at them and he's like, this is crazy.
You know what would suck for him?
That's like calling me pro-Martian. Like Pantelis, he hates humans, he loves Martians.
Yeah.
I'm a human. Yeah. What are you talking about?
But you know what would suck for him? If he got, you know that sickness where you start to become white like Michael Jackson? What's that sickness? Is it cancer?
Money.
No, but if he gets the
not
same
cancer.
Thing. No, well, I forgot the name.
There's
of
a skin
it.
Disease. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's a skin disease.
That's rare, though.
It's really rare, but imagine he gets the same thing, he turns white.
Yeah, and then he's like, listen, This is a coincidence. And then he's at a rally. He's talking. He's like, "We're gonna change things. White power. Oh my god, what is happening to me?"
It would be hilarious though. Like, I don't wish it on him, but it would be fun.
And then he's like, "The Miami Bayside Mall. Those black monsters. We all know who those 7-foot black monsters were."
You know, when I was a kid, I was afraid of people that had that skin disease that turned white. I thought it was something. You know, termites that eat wood.
You know why? Because you saw the Pakistanis that, because there's a lot of Pakistanis and Indians that have it. Like, I see it a lot in Park X, because it's not the full face. It's just some, right? So you thought it was like burning of the skin.
Not just that. I thought it was, you know how there's like termites that eat wood in your house?
Oh, you thought it was something that was
I thought it was something that was like eating away at their pigmentation, like when I was a kid.
Yeah, no, it's some is a.
And
it's
I was
just
afraid to get close to them because I thought it would jump onto me or whatever.
No, it's not an actual thing. It's not. It's some is birthmarks too. I know people who half their face almost is a different color. It's just a birthmark.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. Or the hair. There's a part of the hair that is white. You haven't seen that?
Oh, that looks cool.
There's some people, it's just
like Rogue white. From the X-Men.
Yes. It's just white, and it's basically a birthmark. It's a birthmark on their head.
So it's the color's different when the hair comes out.
Exactly.
That's cool, though. That's different. That's alopecia, if you're young, will fuck you up. Because people will be like, why are you half bald?
Half bald?
Yeah,
How are you half bald?
I know people who had who was just spots.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah. That sucks. Yeah, if you're a kid too.
If you're a kid too. Well, there's rougher things than being a kid. One of them is being on Epstein's Island, meeting Bill Clinton.
Could you imagine you're on the island and you're like, oh my God, it's the former president. Bill, what are you doing?
And then you have reporters years later being like, there's nothing bad or incriminating about him being there with these kids. He's on a pedophile island with a known sex trafficker.
There's
paintings of him in a dress. There's kids saying they were trafficked there and they were molested. None of this is incriminating. Bro, the news is disgusting. The news stopped being the news.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Crazy propaganda, this news.
Yeah, there was I don't know who posted this or who showed this. Have you seen, whenever like there was a story, somebody he would take all the news channels and all the news anchors and then put them, and they would all verbatim
say the same thing,
repeat the same words, dude. Scary shit.
You saw what Elon Musk did to Mark Cuban?
No, what?
So a lot of people are full of shit. You guys know this. If you're listening to this, you're very well aware because I keep talking about them. So they'll say things like about diversity and inclusion. And another diversity and inclusion, he made a good speech, Vivek. CNN got so mad at him. Because he goes, I don't give a shit about your forced diversity, he goes. Just have diverse opinions and let the best person for the job.
I think I've seen it.
Get the job.
Yeah.
He goes, so if the best, it's like what I say, if the best person for the job is a female lizard, I'm going to hire the lizard. I'm not going to hire a dude just because he's a dude. Just whoever's best for the job, hire them. And they're like, no, you need equity. You got to force. So basically, let's say right now I have here to produce, right? So you, the reason why I have you is because you were taught to do this. You've been doing it for the longest time. I'm not going to fire you and be like, I need a small Asian woman because we don't have enough here. Yeah. And have her be like, I don't know what the fuck's going on. And I'm happy because I'm like, at least I hired an Asian woman. That would be insane. That's counterproductive. So Mark Cuban tweets, and I retweeted this, and I think I posted it.
Can I find it?
Maybe. I posted it on my Facebook. So, but it might, no, don't go to Mark Cuban because Elon Musk is the one that replied to him. Just go to my page on Twitter. I may have retweeted it. So Mark Cuban, one to never let a good opportunity go by him, right? So if you scroll down, I'll show you. Scroll. Keep going. That's a commercial. Going. I'll tell you if it's time to stop. Okay, go up.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Go up. No, keep going. We should get to that too, but we'll do it later. Keep going. Yeah, a lot of stuff happened yesterday.
God damn, eh?
Yeah. Anyways, it's on my Facebook. But the point is, what he said is, he was all for, he goes, this is why it's very important, and you need to, you know, force it, basically, that whole diversity thing. So even if someone isn't qualified, you just get them for that. So Elon Musk replies and says, this is amazing. So, because he owns the Dallas Mavericks.
Who?
Mark Cuban.
Oh, I know exactly.
So he goes,
exactly,
when can we expect, given what you just said, to see short Asian women in the... on the Dallas Mavericks team.
What did he reply?
Nothing. He just stayed quiet and everyone retweeted. They go, we're waiting.
Yeah.
Put your money where your mouth is. Oh, you're not going to do that? Oh, because they can't help the team. They're not qualified.
Yeah,
interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
That's funny.
Yeah.
You got him good.
Of course, because it's so stupid. It's like right now for the Pantelis podcast, I just get a small, I don't know, same thing like him. I get a small Asian woman to come do the show.
Well, you don't get anything.
It's like, why can't she do it? Because she's not Pantelis. Exactly. It's the Pantelis podcast. Yeah, but what are you saying? Women can't be host of the Pantelis podcast because they're not Pantelis? That's exactly what I'm fucking saying.
Or if you invite a homeless man to be a guest.
What's the same? Well, why would that be a problem as a guest?
Because it doesn't make sense. Like, it's not comedy related. It's not.
None of this is comedy related right now.
Yeah, that's true.
So if there are Asian women that could do his job. He literally just gave you the best opening ever. He's incompetent. Send your CVs over. Baby girls. Mm. So yeah, small Asian women. He goes, when can we expect them on the team?
Yeah.
But that's with Mark Cuban. It's a whole thing of, I want to show that I'm virtuous. I'm nice. Forced diversity is not really being, it's not really being equal.
No.
If you're forcing the diversity, it's not like, it's so crazy. Do you know, like you're just shoehorning it in. You're like, here, go. I gotta show people that I love Asians. That's insane. That doesn't make you a good person. What makes you a good person is if you have a job that you're trying to hire for, and you have an Asian person that you've never met an Asian person, you don't know anything about them, you're a little racist, but you have an Asian person that's the best for the job, and then you have a guy who looks just like you, who's terrible at the job. If you hire the Asian because you're like, yeah, I'm going to hire the guy who's fucking best for the job, that's good. You're doing the right thing instead of hiring the shitty person. But that's also good business.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not forcing it, being like, I'm going to take, and they're bad at their job. That's not good. That's not good. That's not good for anyone.
Yeah.
That's just you patting yourself on the back. But now they're going to have trouble too because people are going to be like, fuck, this guy's shit. He's hired or she's hired just because she's a woman. That happens a lot to women.
Yeah.
You know that.
100%.
She's only here because she's a chick. She's only here. You think that's good? Imagine hearing that. Imagine comedians. Imagine if you're a female comic and you're going on stage and before you even say something like, they had to have a woman.
You know,
how the fuck is that good? That's psychological warfare, bro.
I finally understand how the boss's son must feel.
Because that's a tough position to be in.
Because that's the same thing.
Yeah. That's a very tough position to be in. You better look for another career because it's very hard to prove, especially the boss's son.
Yeah.
That's very tough. Yeah, same. We never talk about the boss's son or daughter. But yeah, them too. They remember, like Trump's daughter.
Yeah.
Remember she was doing something for him? She was in the White House. She had a position.
Hold on. What was her name again?
Ivanka.
No, that's his wife.
No, what's his daughter's name?
I was about to say Tiana Trump, but Tiana
is maybe
a porn star.
Is it T?
No, Tiana is a porn star.
Type in.
Hold on.
Ivanka is not his wife, bro. Ivanka is his daughter.
Are you sure?
Yeah, his wife is Melania, no? Yeah, that's his daughter, bro.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah. Whoopsie.
So, she had a role in the White House, and he kept saying, because people were like, this is nepotism, it's your daughter, and he kept saying, she's fucking awesome. She's good at her job. And none of us believed it.
She was a senior advisor in his administration.
Yeah, and everyone's like, why is this your senior advisor? That's just your daughter.
And the director of the Office of Economic Initiatives and Entrepreneurship. But if she is qualified.
But that's the argument, right?
Yeah, I know. You know what's crazy? He hired a woman.
She is cute, though.
She's mad cute.
Mm.
Yeah. Looks like I'm going to go on Reddit after and search up her name. And then add NSFW after.
Jesus Christ.
It's a joke. It's not fucking around. Where am I?
Epstein's client list still not fully disclosed.
Yeah.
So you should all be upset. Oh, and I heard more. I saw one of our friends, Nicolas Tetreault. If you see what he posts on Instagram today, people, it's so funny. People get so mad. in the comments because he just posted a TikTok.
Why do I know that name?
This is one of our guests. So he posted a TikTok of when François Legault was on Tout le monde en parle, which is a big talk show. It's the biggest like talk show in Quebec. And they were all giggling and laughing when he was saying, what we're going to do is the non-vax, we're going to charge them a tax. It's like they're paying a a ticket, basically, a fee, because what they're doing is dangerous. So just like how you get ticketed if you run a red light.
Wow.
Right? He goes, we're going to charge. This was back then. Because they're putting everyone in danger. And then you have these goofs on there laughing about it. No one being like, yo, this is insane infringement on freedom. This is fucking crazy. Also, what you're saying is completely not. Even at the time that he said it, it was disproven about the vax. It was complete. So it was just complete nonsense, right? We already know it doesn't stop you from spreading it. It doesn't stop you from getting it.
To that narrative. Why do they still do that?
Well, it wasn't still. This is an older clip. What I'm trying, this is not for now, obviously.
Yeah, but what I mean
what
is,
I'm trying to tell
disproven.
You is at the time, it was already disproven, and yet they were still, no one was questioning, being like, isn't that like highly illegal? Isn't it against their human rights? Isn't like, also, since we already know that there's no proof of what you're saying, like it does not stop the spread, it does not stop you from getting it, does not stop you from fucking spreading, all that shit. How come you're still saying this? No one, they were just giggling at the premier of Quebec and be like, yeah, that's a good idea. And then he's like, it's just like, you know, if you run a red light, you're putting people in danger and they're doing the same thing. And they giggled. They all, same thing, Jimmy Kimmel, there's this tweet coming out now because he's talking shit. He had tweets about if someone didn't get the shot, they shouldn't have beds in the ER, let them die.
What?
Dude, that statement alone is worse than anything that Aaron Rodgers said about you in the Pat McAfee clip.
That's insane that he said that. How do you get yourself to say that about
I haven't
people,
forgotten.
Bro? How do you get yourself to say that about another human being?
I haven't forgotten.
I don't understand.
I haven't forgotten about any of this. I haven't forgotten about the way they treated Joe Rogan too, who they never gave him credit. Joe Rogan was right, and they didn't give him credit.
Yep.
Joe Rogan was right. You didn't give him, you made him look like a monster. He's using horse dewormer. Oh, really? You mean the thing that a doctor prescribed that billions of people were taking for years, human beings, before this? You mean that?
Yeah.
You fucking idiots? Yeah. So Trump and all the other prime ministers, they were getting it when they got infected with COVID. That's cool. We want all them to survive.
Yeah.
But regular people shouldn't.
Yeah, because they're a bunch of peasants, bro.
Yeah. You don't but they cheer on for their peasantry.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, the Rogan thing was crazy. They all, but I even noticed when Joe Rogan had when he got the Spotify deal. Remember, I talked about on the podcast how people were mad at him for all the money he was making, and they were like, "Why am I not making?" And they were so angry, and they didn't realize that not only does him getting that deal take nothing away from you as a podcaster or as a comic, if anything, it did every podcaster a favor because it was 100%. The first time that it gave us such a big price point to show the value of podcasts, and then you were able to go out and get ads and do so much more. They were such stupid people that were getting jealous and mad at him instead of realizing like, yo, this guy's doing us a fucking huge favor. This is amazing. He's legitimizing the whole operation. Yeah. So yeah, they went after him a lot. Good for him for just sticking to his guns. Like, fuck all you people. And everything, his club, if you hear it now, the way he runs his club, which is more like communist, the way he doesn't want to make any money. He's paying everyone crazy amounts to do small spots just because he wants comics to have livable wages. And his staff, during COVID, because he had brought a lot of people over from California, he was paying them even though it was closed. Just was like, yo, you moved here. What are you going to do, right? So all that shit we don't talk about. You got mad because he didn't get jabbed and he basically survived. Remember they wanted him to die? Like, I hope, he's got
That's
it now.
That's terrible. How do you wish that upon another human being?
I haven't forgotten any of this corporate scumbaggery. None of it. Because it's all toxic as shit. And if you defend it, you're an idiot. Because you're defending these people who wouldn't defend you. They'd throw you under the bus.
Yeah.
As soon as you don't serve their purpose. I haven't forgotten about all this.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But again, Bill Clinton did nothing wrong. There's nothing suspicious or incriminating about him flying to that island. That's crazy. The fact that you think that shows that you're the problem. I saw the photo of, I don't know if I showed you, it was during the debates. When he brought, I think, was it when he had Broderick? He brought one of the people that Clinton allegedly had raped back in the day. And Clinton's sitting there with his daughter. And he's like, I'm bringing, Trump brings to the stage.
Oh, yeah.
And you see his eyes. Clinton's like, oh, this isn't going to go well.
God damn, bro.
Allegedly. He did nothing wrong.
All this shit is fucked up, man.
And you know what? I'm going to go on. Jimmy Kimmel saying that people who didn't get the shot should die did nothing wrong. What's wrong with that, Poseidon? You tell me what is wrong.
There's nothing wrong. He is a beacon of humanity.
Humanity. Let him die. Yeah. Why would they need beds?
Yeah.
Crazy.
What's next? We're giving beds to rapists?
Yeah. And all the women that were saying that the menstrual cycle was affected, they said that because they're lying whores.
Yeah.
All of them. They all got together and just decided to lie.
Don't believe millions, all women.
Millions of women just lied.
Lying whores.
Just lied about it. That's all it is. Trust the science. Unless you understand science, in which case you realize that's not how science works. And you're not supposed to blindly trust anything. But don't take my word for it. Trust a scientist. Perhaps Stephen Hawking.
Wasn't science built on the premise of not trusting everything and testing everything
out? You have to test everything out. You have to, yeah.
Yeah.
Not nowadays. Now science is... Is a religion.
Yeah. Like Scientology.
Listen to what I'm telling you, Poseidon. Nothing happened on that island.
Oh.
Nothing.
Really?
He was not a triple agent.
Triple agent? Goddamn. This guy, usually double agent is hard to pull off. Triple agent? Goddamn.
Well, he was working mainly for the Mossad.
The Jewish CIA.
Yes. And he was getting, what they're saying is that he was getting these people in these sexual predicamentos so that he can blackmail them in order to lobby for things he wanted or they wanted.
Yeah.
Which explains a shit ton of stuff. Because a lot of people are always wondering, it's like, yo, there's some money that's going to Israel that like, this doesn't make any sense. Why would this doesn't help America at all? Like, why are we doing this, right? Oh, another thing. The Israel stuff.
Oh yeah, it's not being talked about as much.
Some crazy shit. So it came out that Netanyahu was super for Hamas. And his argument used to be,
I heard about this.
The sending the money, and the US inadvertently sent the money because we're the ones. North America gives the money, but the US gives them a lot of money. And they were giving, so this is fucking insane. So he's giving money to them, and then he's pleading with the other politician. He goes, you guys, you have to, if you like Israel and you don't like, or whatever, you have to fund Hamas. And his argument was, we need to fund these retards so that they could do crazy shit. And then we have an excuse after, if they kill us, to bomb the shit out of them.
Oh, that's not what I heard. Never mind, I heard something.
What'd you hear?
I heard that they initially liked Hamas because at first it was like a political party, and then Gaza was going to be its own thing. And
No, not at all. They knew Hamas is... they knew who Hamas was. Hamas's first original charter was like, get rid of Israel. They knew who Hamas was.
Really?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. But he was all for it. He goes, we need to fund these people because we know they're going to do something crazy, and then we have an excuse. So just that alone, people around the world should be like, what the fuck? That's weird.
That's crazy.
Because Hamas is garbage. We know this. We know it's garbage.
Not to be mistaken with hummus, the tasty...
delicious.
...dipping sauce.
It is garbage. But, dude, goddamn, that's ballsy of you it's basically what's happening to them is almost 9/11-ish.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. And because the thing is, these people, they play... It's like they're... It's the equivalent of us playing Risk on a board. You know what I mean? That's the equivalent. To them, it's just a game. They don't see human life like we do. Because we're in it every day.
We are humans.
I'm in it. You know what I mean?
I'm in a human every day.
No, but they're not... It's just... There's so many moving parts. That part of their brain, I think, just doesn't... It's a game to them.
It's a game. Like the games that were played on Epstein's Island.
Hey...
All above board, legal, nothing suspicious about that island. And I am disgusted by all these people on the internet thinking and alluding to the fact that some suspicious things may have happened. So what if people were sex trafficked? Have you never been stuck in traffic? Same thing, but with sex.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is, it's basically the highway. With sex. That's all it is. It's sex trafficking is just a lot of people in cars that can't move, but they're getting blown.
It's a highway to sex.
By underage children. And there's nothing, I will not accept you guys besmirching the great name of Bill Cocaine Cowboy Clinton on this show. I do not appreciate it. All right, because there's, like the news says, there's nothing suspicious. Because we all know how hard it is to find cheap flights nowadays. We know. So sometimes you're like, look, I got to get on a plane. Yeah, the guy's a Jewish spy with a bunch of questionable young ladies on this airplane. I'm not going to judge Israelis because I'm not a racist. Yeah, I'm not going to judge their customs. Are they sex trafficked? Maybe. I'm not going to be the one to ask.
Do I look like a Nazi?
I'm getting a break from Hillary. You know how crazy that bitch is? I'm getting a break. That's all I'm thinking of. That's all I'm thinking. There's some questionable paintings. Again, nothing suspicious about this fucking island.
Wow, he really got my good side on that painting.
Yeah. I will not sit here, Poseidon, and allow you or any of your conspiracy theorists on the internet to besmirch the great, soon to be late, Bill Clinton because of circumstantial evidence. Did you see him bang a kid? I rest my case. I rest my case. Nothing suspicious about it.
Do you know my dad said that was actually kind of smart? And I was like, oh fuck, I gotta give it to him.
Tell me.
He said, do you know why they're calling everyone conspiracy theorists?
Tell me.
Not liars?
Mm-hmm.
Because if they come out and call everyone a liar and then the truth comes out, they could get sued.
Your dad is a conspiracy theorist, and I don't like him talking shit about the news and their intentions. The news is noble. Has the news ever lied to you? In your lifetime, do you remember a time where the mainstream media actually legitimately lied to you? Please don't count the weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Don't count that. Have they ever lied to you? Not about the numbers of COVID. But have they ever actually lied to you? Think about it. Not about the Epstein client list. Have they ever lied to you? Right? Not about what happened to Mike Ward. Have they ever lied? Have they ever actively lied about anything? Have you ever caught them lying? The Steele dossier. Trump-Russia collusion. Have you ever heard that? They've never lied. They have a perfect record of not lying.
Yeah.
So why would you distrust them now? I'm with the media here. What I'm saying is I'm with the corporate media. Bill Clinton, innocent. Epstein decided to kill himself. I'll tell you why. I know why.
For my boy Bill?
He killed himself. 100% himself. No, he killed himself because he missed that island. That was the island where he got to put his feet up. Just vacate with his homies. He's on that island high-fiving Bill. Bill's like, thank you for playing sand football with me, beach football. I'm getting a break from Hillary. This is an amazing time. Who are these kids? I don't know. They got here because of traffic or something. let's play with them. And then they would play football with these kids. And it was just a wholesome time. So Epstein was in his cell thinking, I've been besmirched by conspiracy theorists. I've done nothing wrong. Except working for the Mossad. I've done nothing wrong here. Why are they doing this to me? I got to off myself because I miss my island. That's all that happened. Now, if you're going to tell me conspiracy theory shit like all the cameras turned off and the guards fell asleep, that's crazy because that's just called a coincidence. Say it with me, guys. Coincidence. Nothing suspicious about that, Poseidon.
All right, that's a wrap.
I've turned you, right? Now you understand?
I believe you 100%. Bill, for my boy, Bill!
Free Bill!
Free Bill!
Free Bill. Bill's not in jail yet.
No, but from the Mexicans.
He's not a victim of the cartels either. He's
Nah, you know, but I mean, he's in that country, so, you know, he's trapped there.
Well, he's... also, they said one of the documents wrote something about a prime minister.
Oh, you know what's crazy? Guido's in Mexico, and Bill is in Mexico. Ta-da-da!
Bill found his new traffic victim. In my old age, I don't like toothy blowjobs.
That's a short joke.
I like it when a man whistles when he's sucking my guy. That's a missing tooth joke is all that is. I could imagine Guido being like, yo, come stay with me and my dentist. This guy's so cool.
His dentist has been trafficking people to build this whole time. Bill, that's
Bill and him are in the same dental office. Guido's like, Bill, what are you doing here?
Oh, no, Bill, what are you doing?
Guido's like, Bill Clinton, what the fuck are you doing here? He's like, what is this bullshit? I was looking for young chicks. Who's this weird wop from Montreal? Disgusting. He's like, I'm going to fuck him anyway. But I'm here, aren't I? Believe everything the media tells you. Question nothing. If you question stuff, you're a science denying, trans hating racist, and we're not about that over here. We don't like the hate or the discriminate. All right, Poseidon, anything you want to let them know?
Free my boy Bill.
Patreon.com/Pantelis. Thank you.
We've built this prison cell because we can't trust ourselves. Critically shamed and all our faith. We'll make a murder saying, yeah, this is the American dream. You're gonna have to fight if you wanna believe. To see it all away.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish. But you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast. So everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.